As businesses around the country are grappling with the back and forth of opening, closing, and upending operations amid the pandemic, bars, restaurants, and breweries are having to find creative ways to continue to operate while facing moral conundrums in doing so. Tim Carman writes about this for the Washington Post. He joins us this morning live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk about it. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
So, Tim, how are bars finding ways to keep business going? I can't imagine.
Well, you know, it's tough, right? Because a lot of states, including your own, have shut them down for a second time. And for reasons that public health officials will tell you, it's important because people, when they get into a bar or similar areas like a brewery or a nightclub, will they won't socially distance, particularly after a couple of rounds of drinks. And, you know, they tend to be a loud environment, so people speak louder. And if you remember, like, that church choir up in Washington State where everyone got, so many got infected with COVID after one choir practice because, obviously, they're projecting much louder than they would normally in normal conversation. So there are a lot of reasons why these bars get shut down. And so the bars had, like, they feel so helpless in this situation. It's like they have to figure out, are they going to just accept that they won't open for business and that they don't have any revenue coming in and let their companies die, or will they try a workaround? And a number of them, from all over the country, have discovered that they can relicense as a restaurant or get a secondary permit as a restaurant and reopen again under current guidelines.
Yeah, I haven't seen very many operating, outside or anything like that, like we've seen with restaurants. And also the Bay Area, we don't get those hot nights typically like you get in other parts of the country. So I would imagine they're limited, too, with their options.
Yeah, bars can, I don't know. I don't remember off the top of my head. I'm assuming that, bars can sell to-go in California. But, in most jurisdictions right now, the city government or the state government has decided that bars can, if they can't open, they can at least sell package drinks to-go. But this just won't even begin to, cover their bottom line costs.
Sure.
And so this is what they're really struggling with. It's like, you can only sell so many to-go, martinis and make enough money to survive, particularly when there are restaurants open where people can still order a drink and get drinks to-go at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Tim, you mentioned some of the health concerns that bar owners are running into. What about the ethical concerns?
Well, this is a really big point. I think there are a club owners that take this seriously. They have to think about not only the health of their staff and really their staff's family, right? Because this extends beyond the four walls of a bar, but their own family and then their customers' health. And I think there are some that acknowledge the situation and will try to ride this out however they can. But there are many that just cannot do it. So their calculation in this sort of ethical math is like, what is worse, closing shop and ruining the lives of the people who work for me will have no paycheck, particularly now that the government, can't decide what to do with the unemployment benefits, or to just shut down and watch, or to open and try to maintain social distance and keep things as safe as possible and give people income.
Sure. Tim, lastly, how on earth are strip clubs getting by and staying open?
This is a good question. I was surprised to learn that strip clubs can rebrand as a restaurant and reopen. And not only that, but in Florida, they can still basically operate as business as usual, as long as the dancers are wearing masks and gloves. Now, in this day and time when we're dealing with a pandemic that, is showing no signs of abating and is wildly infectious, it's like, I don't understand how a state can allow this kind of business to stay open, but they have. And as long as they follow the state guidelines in Florida, these clubs can stay open, and particularly now if they get rebranded as restaurants.
So that's really happening right now. So in a strip club, dancers are masked up and wearing gloves.
I haven't been to one, so I don't know.
Through a friend.
Right. That's what I've read. And I talked to, you know, one of the owners, and that's the case. You know, and they're even allowed to do private dances for people. Which,
wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Just amazing the times we're living in, how things have changed. Tim, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
All righty. And that was Tim Carman, a Washington Post food writer.